Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Craftsmanship podcast. My name is Dustin O'Hara, and I am here with my brother and co-host, Devin.
Hello.
Happy New Year to everybody. Mm-hmm. And Devin, what do you got for us today?
Cade Mila Falta.
Still pronounce it again wrong.
I think that's right.
Falta.
I think it's Falta.
I think you're wrong. Cade Mila Falta. I think it's a CH sound, but I could be wrong. I did look it up, and I like that. That was your quote. That was
'cause, you can be and are wrong.
You can be and
that's
are
another
wrong.
Quote.
what
whatever
mean?
It is. Weird Gaelic Irish people. Yes. 100,000 welcomes.
Welcomes. 100,000 welcomes.
Now you could take it, I guess, literally. Like, it could be 100,000 welcomes to one person, or just a lot of welcomes to
right.
everybody, I guess.
Yeah, it's a traditional Irish blessing or cheers, almost. Cade Mila Falta. Falta. I think it's Falta. but yes, it does mean 100,000 welcomes. And if you guys watched the 100,000 subscriber celebration live stream on YouTube, which we held two nights ago, then you would have seen that Devin gave me the clata, which is the ring, which the two hands coming around holding a heart with a crown on top of it, which is a traditional Irish symbol, basically meaning like you're holding the love, the heart there. It's done on rings and it's done on all sorts of different stuff, but this is a wall hanging on the top. It says that. Cade Mila Falta. Which means 100,000 welcomes. So thank you, Devin. That was awesome.
You got it. And
it's a good surprise.
It works special because we just hit 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Yes. Yes, we did. And that
so
was
that's exciting.
Yeah, we were, I think we were like December 19th or 20th, something like that. We were thinking that we would hit it on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
As the subscribers were coming in, and then we hit it sooner.
Yeah,
because like 2 or 3 days
because
before that,
the boost
cool.
of the new bow video did well.
Yep. Yeah.
Which was nice. So that got
yeah,
us there
just
a couple
hit 100,000 views today.
Hey.
Today is December 31st when we're recording. So happy New Year's Eve to everybody and everybody who's listening. You'll be listening on New Year's Day or after. So happy New Year's to everyone. 2021. We'll see how that this year goes. Hopefully yeah. Hopefully it's just as good for us as 2020 was. And all the shittiness that coronavirus brought on. Exactly. For all the crappiness of what happened in the world, we had a great year. We had awesome stuff that happened for us, for the channel. You know, we grew a lot and made a lot of videos and had fun and got to do a whole bunch of live streams. I really enjoyed that. That's one of the things that I did this year that we hadn't done in the past was doing live streams.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
So we're going to try to keep our voices down for everyone if you're fighting a bit of a hangover, you know. We won't
or
scream
if you have
or
baby
yell.
Sleeping. Yeah, right. The other thing that we did this year, which is new, is we started the podcast.
That's right.
So you're listening to our brand new podcast. We were able to start the podcast through a kind of a cool series of events. So I have been listening to the Knife Talk podcast for a few years. I think the first time I heard about Knife Talk was through, it really is a really odd series of events. So I think I heard about Knife Talk through Jeremy at Simple Little Life. So on his YouTube channel, he does knife making. And, so he talked about it one time, saying that he was in the shop listening to the Knife Talk podcast and just kind of shouted out the guys on Knife Talk. And then like within, you know, I think that, Craig, I know Craig had an interview with Jeremy at one point, and so he had him on the podcast, on the Knife Talk podcast. I heard him there. And then, subsequently listening to Knife Talk, earlier this year, they proposed to do a knife build along where each week they would basically talk about a process or a step in knife building. And then they, invited the listeners to build along with them and then post, on Instagram, hashtag Knife Talk BA. And then that you would like follow along, that way they could see people following along and building knives with them. So they had talked about it. And by this point I was listening to Knife Talk every week. It comes out on Monday. And, they talked about it a couple weeks in advance. So I reached out to Devin. I was like, hey, let's, you know, we don't normally do this. We don't normally do parts videos, but I think it would be really beneficial for people following along and doing the Knife Talk BA build along to have a video, for them to kind of see how things are done based off the steps on the Knife Talk build along. So why don't we shoot a video every week during the Knife Talk build along, about the step, and then people can follow along, and we'll shoot it during the week and we'll have it out by Friday. That way, if they're working on the, you know, they listen to Knife Talk sometime through the week, and then they have the weekend to get in the shop and try building a knife.
Yeah. And I,
so we did that.
I really didn't want to do it.
Right.
I was like, for one, we don't do part videos normally, and ever. Really, that's the only time we ever did it. And it's just, even if they're short videos, you put one out every week, it's a lot of work.
Yep.
Especially, since there's no script, you know, for the intros and outros, it's just Dustin coming, whatever comes off his head right away. But then we go over that, and then we talk about it, and maybe this, maybe can you add that? And I'll ask Dustin, whatever, do we want to add this? And so it just takes a while.
Yeah.
They always, having to do those short videos, but also doing intros and outs.
Outros every week. Yeah.
Editing them together. That was rough.
But yeah, so we were like, they don't have to be very long, you know, because they're just parts. So as long as they could be something like anywhere between like 8 and 12, 13 minutes, something like that. You know, they shouldn't take us a ton of time to film, but we did have to do intros every time, intros and outros, although they obviously don't take nearly as long as filming the actual videos, they do take time because it's something where you have to shoot it 5, 6, 7, 8 times, make sure we get it all and make sure I say it, you know, and we get a bunch of good ones, maybe that many times, 5, 6, 7, but then there's also 4 or 5 times where I like mess up halfway through and I'm like, oh, we gotta restart. So,
and it's also, I go back and, watch them all. And then I start to chop them up to find the best bits. It just takes a while to shoot and to edit them. I'm always so happy to get past the intro when I start editing. I have everything lined up. Let's tackle this intro. And once I get the best parts, I feel like that always takes an hour or two just to edit the 1 minute intro.
It reminds me of, I like to make stuff. Bob Claggett, who he's got 3 million subscribers now, I think. His intros are always super quick. It's like, hey, my name's Bob. I like to make stuff. Today in the shop, we're building this, and that's it. You know, I'm like,
it's not a bad way to go.
Right, exactly. Hey, guys, welcome back to our crash. My name's Dustin. Today in the shop, we're building this, right? And then we get right into it. So,
I guess maybe our intro prepares people for a long video anyway.
Right.
So, if you can't stand Dustin talking for a minute and a half, you're not going to be able to hang in for 40 minutes.
Right.
So here's your out now. If you don't like this, you might want to go.
Right, yeah. Yeah, we give them a little out right away. Like, this is what we're going to do in the shop today, and this is why we're going to do it, and this is a little bit of information behind it. Da 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 da.
Yeah, I mean, you want to give the story a little bit of why we're making it, and
that is some of it too. It's kind of like a hook, you know. We try to tell them in the beginning what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and a little bit of the story behind it, right? If there's something to it, like, I want to do this. This is the history behind this thing, this tool, this thing I'm going to make, or why I'm making it, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I'm making out of. Here's this. Right. I've got these pieces, and this is my idea. I think it works, but...
I think so, too. And I think that's the thing, too. It's like we're letting people into the creative mindset before the project starts. Like,
right.
There's a reason why, you know, this project popped into my head, and then I developed it and drew it and sketched it until it was ready to be actually made into a video.
Yeah.
Right. There's some reason behind it. It's not purely just something to make a video. You know, sometimes I'll be like searching for ideas of videos and things will come into my head, but then there's a backstory of why they've popped into my head, you know?
Yeah. So. And a lot of times it's, you have some found material.
Right, yeah.
I got this wood from here or this blade or whatever. It's mm-hmm. I like it. And I always like that, too, in videos and in shows when they, I guess it's the preparation for whatever, the journey, whatever you're going to make.
Right.
I always like that part, seeing them sketch it and talk about it and think about it. And it gets you, like you said, it's kind of a hook, I guess. It gets you invested.
Right.
And you can see... I think it's important to see where the person's mind's at pretty much every step of the way.
Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, thinking about like 100,000 and thinking about back to like early videos and like where we've come from and where we are now. One of the reasons why early on, I thought it'd be fun to draw, you and I kind of talked about it, like draw out ideas and stuff, sketch out, because I really liked seeing that in other videos.
Yeah.
Like you said, seeing that, like watching me draw something and come up with the design and the idea on paper.
Yeah.
That was always like kind of, it was a cool way to like get something started and see people's thought process, and you see them kind of, you know, erase some stuff out, draw some stuff in, write some little notes and,
right.
you know, measurements and things like that. And then you go from that drawing to the actual, like, get into the build and you see the process of how they go, you know, you take this like design idea and then turn it into something real. Which is, that's like one of the coolest things. You've got this idea in your head, and then by the end, you have the actual thing.
Right.
I think that's that moment of like going from design idea to physical object is what I love about making stuff.
Yeah. I guess some people know, some don't. We're trying to get, I think when we do it this week, Dust, I'm going to find and get all the camera gear together and buy it all up.
Awesome.
We're getting a new camera, nice new camera. Pretty much, I mean, the videos are going to be shot the same. It's still me shooting and Dustin making.
Right.
And all the style and the way it is, and the pacing is going to be the same.
It'll just
there
be
might
a
be
lot
a few
nicer
different
and clearer.
Tweaks. This thing shoots really nice, HD slow-mo stuff.
Mm. Oh,
like
yeah,
a lot of cameras, you got to like drop down to 720 to get higher frame rates, but it...
Right.
It does this really nice, keeps its 10-bit color, which is a nice high fancy thing nicer cameras have. Yeah. And
that'd be really nice because there's a lot of cool things that happen in slow-mo or things that can be like really benefit from a slow motion shot. You know, like things like drilling through metal, right? You get those curls coming up, things like that are just, they look really cool.
And if
you could slow-mo your eyes down, you'd like want to see that, you know?
Right. You'd want to see, some people go overboard with it.
Right.
It's like every other shot or everything's like super like them walking in slow-mo or doing something in slow-mo.
Right.
It'll just be anything beneficial or maybe cool looking, you know. If you got the angle grinder out, maybe we'll slow that down so you can
exactly.
And I was thinking that maybe the only change to the beginning of the videos would be maybe like a mini slow-mo montage right when the video starts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Then no, it's like a few seconds, so you get a little peek of the process.
Right.
Each little bit almost to the end. So you know, it's the teaser, right?
Okay.
And then maybe go into the new intro, I guess. The new drawing, which you gotta design and we gotta shoot that.
Yeah, we've got to come up. Yeah, I got to do the 2021
logo.
That's funny how that started too. That's another one of those things that we were just, you know, I wanted a drawing for the logo of, you know, to be able to have that in the sketchbook. I think I just had the sketchbook. Yeah, how do we come up with that? The writing the name and then closing the sketchbook. I know you were like, I think it was your idea.
Yeah, I think that was, I thought it'd be cool to do a fast forwarded drawing of the logo, whatever it was.
And then just when you're done, close the sketchbook.
And then we'll put the title on the front of the sketchbook.
Right.
I think my original idea was to make it look like it was on the book itself.
Right.
But that was just too much. I'd have to get a different angle and I'd have to really move the text and stuff. And it's on top of the book.
Yeah, because it rolls with like the sound of the book. Boom, it like snaps shut and then pop, it's there. You know, it's like, so it leads you into that title scene. And yeah, I just think that's super fun. It's not, you know, it's not highly like digitalized. It's not something that we came up with in a program online. You know, it's something that is real every time. You know, it's more of me making something and doing something.
Yeah.
And so I had the original drawing, the original The Art of Craftsmanship, which is just like the, you know, the block letters with the kind of the plant, you know, scripty thing underneath of it just for fun. And so I had drawn it once and you're like, well, why don't you draw it again and we'll film it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that like led to the closing the book and doing the title in there and all. Yeah.
And doing
was like, okay, well, let's do another one. You know?
Yeah. I've been kind of debating in my mind if we should put the year in it every time.
Right.
We've done it the last few, but I don't want, when people go to watch a video, I don't want them necessarily to know it's old.
Right.
Even though you can go and look and see and be like, oh, this video is 3-4 years old.
Right.
Maybe we just do a new design.
Right, yeah.
Just keep out. Maybe the 2020 was, it cursed the year. So we stopped putting the year down now to end the 2020 curse.
I wonder about that. I wonder.
You know, maybe just still have new designs. And what we do is we put that design that Dustin drew, that exact one, and we put them on T-shirts on Teespring. Yeah. If people want them.
Right, yeah. So we'll keep the AOC logo, the actual, like, AOC, the letters with the mountain in the O. That's our permanent logo, you know, for our channel. And then we'll have the book cover, which will change each year. So we had the 2019, which was the axe. And then this year, 2020, it has the written-out logo with, like, the drafting lines and the measurements. It has, like, more of a, the drafting side.
I got to get a new version of that. I have one. It's, I think I got like Hunter Green,
which
we have to take off the website with black on it. And it's just, you cannot see it at all.
It's invisible. It's funny because I've heard a few people say that. And I never actually saw one in person until I was at my in-law's house at some point up in Vermont. And I saw it then, like my mother-in-law had one that she had ordered. And I was like, wait, that's just a green shirt. And I'm like, really? I had to like hold it up to my face, like hold it in the right light and all. And then I could see the black come off of it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. It was like completely invisible.
Yeah, it's not great. I think we pulled it off the site. The Teespring site, I mean, it's a nice company where they kind of do everything.
Yeah.
And they take their base price off of each shirt. So, I mean, we priced them so low that we're not making money off of each one. I mean, we are making money, but not much. Teespring makes more than we do on each purchase, we just wanted them, if people want them, because we're not selling a whole bunch, we're not selling thousands a year.
Right.
So and, if people want them, then they can get them for relatively cheap. And me personally, I wouldn't want to spend $30 on a t-shirt. I never would.
Yeah, exactly. And I know, obviously, like, if you're trying to support somebody, you know, you're willing to pay more for whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, 20, 25, like, that's upper range.
It is.
But like you said, once you get up, like, 30, I'm like, come on. I don't know if I really need another t-shirt for $30.
Right.
Like, I'd rather just, you know, send the person $30 to, like, rather than have another shirt. You know, I have a lot of t-shirts, but...
Right.
Like, I have, you know, I have a housework t-shirt that I bought, and then I have a Alex Steele t-shirt that I bought long ago, and that was, he was actually doing, this is crazy, so I was thinking back on this shirt that I got. It has the battle axe, the Damascus battle axe that he made on it, which is an awesome shirt. I like it in general, so I'm happy to buy a black shirt with a white logo on it, but at the time, The reason why I bought it was because he had a promotion where if you bought one of his shirts and you took a picture of yourself wearing it and you posted it on his website or something, and like a little, you know, maybe story about why you have it, blah, blah, blah. He chose one person and he flew that person from wherever in the world to the UK to his shop and put him up in a hotel for like 4 days. And they came and like made a knife in the shop with him. That was crazy. And this is back, you know, it's like 2 years ago maybe or something. So he had, you know, he might have had 500,000 or 600,000 subscribers, something like that. So he was making money. He was definitely like, you know, he was rolling.
Yeah.
He was doing good stuff. But yeah. I was like, man, that's crazy.
Well, you get to that point, though, where you can do those things. And like we always say, he was to a point even then.
Yeah.
Where he could pay for that stuff.
Right.
And probably write things off. And
he probably made enough money through that promotion to pay for that person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was just a fun stunt to get his name out there.
Right. And, you know, it got me to buy a shirt. I think they were, I think they might have been 25 or something.
And you've bought it and you've worn it in multiple videos. So now probably millions of people have seen that shirt through our videos now.
Yep. Right. And all he had to pay was maybe $2,000 or something.
Right.
To fly someone to the UK and put him up for a few days in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and hang out with him and then make content, you know, and people loved it, you know.
Right.
I loved it. I watched all those videos with the dude from like Wisconsin wearing his hockey jersey over in the UK with Alec. It was cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the story why he bought it.
Yep. Yep.
Well, now maybe we got to do our craftsmanship one. Just straight steal his idea.
We'll fly you to Baltimore County to Devin's house.
We'll put you up in a hotel.
So going back kind of to what we were talking about, the 100,000 subscribers, we had our 100,000 subscriber party, which was awesome. Same thing, you know, it was like we decided same idea, right? You pay some money to promote what you're doing, to put back out into the world, to give back out to people, you know? So we decided to like buy the axes, donate the vintage axes, and then do the giveaways from the podcast, for the shirts and stuff, which, that was just a couple of days ago. We still have to get together and kind of organize all that stuff, which we're going to do this weekend.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't have the names on us, but those who actually wrote in Magic Hat on the chat without being prompted and without, yeah.
Jake Hawk, I think, was one. I'm trying to think of some other people. I know that was tough. You know, we were like, well, yeah, if one person says it,
you kind of gave it away on that one.
Then everyone's going to say it. And I was like, well, whatever. Like, you know, it is what it is. People, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, the point was that we'd give T-shirts to podcast listeners, not people who just copied a term because they heard it.
Because they wanted to win something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's some T-shirts. If they really want to wear a T-shirt, then all right, we'll send you one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right, exactly. But yeah, it was fun. I don't know if you saw the email. So there was a woman, Maria, let me see. Actually, that was funny.
I wouldn't say her last name.
Okay. Well, it was like, it was on, she was there. It's her, her YouTube. Okay, well, that's fine. Let's see, do I have it here?
Was it the one about her kid?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's so Maria, right. So I'll just say, so it was funny. So she reached out to us. She won the aluminum ingot, the donut, the one that Drew poured. And she says, hello, our family loves your YouTube channel. My 12-year-old son is a particular fan, and he was enjoying the live program last night. Apparently, he typed in metal to win the aluminum donut. And she also says, my 16-year-old made things in a forge with aluminum a few years ago with a friend. Now I think we'll have to make our own forge.
There you go.
And then she sent us a mailing address. So I thought that was so funny. We're like, thank you, Maria, blah, 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 you know, for
right.
You know, you win it. And then it ended up being a 12-year-old
wakes
son.
His mom up in the morning.
You won what?
From what?
I have to send an email now.
What is it? Just a metal? All right.
Yeah, just a metal donut. Okay. Hey, somebody had to win it, right? I thought that was great. Like, what a fun thing. You know, she's like, this is something that our family likes. My son was watching. My older son likes to do this, and now we're going to make a forge. I was like, that's great. You know, like,
yeah.
Way to just support, your like children and your family being more creative and making things, and then also support our channel.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's tricky with trying to figure out how to do giveaways and do everything legally and make sure that you mention YouTube's not involved and you don't have to buy anything, because there's all types of regulations. Once you start, it's almost like sweepstakes and right. gambling and stuff. They can come down on you. So I don't know. We tried to be good with it. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, we did have...
I mean, if they want to get rid of the video, that's fine. We can take it's more for just people who wanted to come and hang out at the time.
Right. Yeah, I would I think that video has something like, 3,500 views or something on it.
Yeah.
But that's almost 4 hours and 50 minutes long. We're just like, just we're just going to keep on going. We're just going to keep hanging out because, why not? People are right. here. We stood all the way up until the end. We had like 75 or 80 people hanging out,
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, our brother Drew, he did some schmelting.
Some metal schmelting.
Yeah. And
melting.
Did some.
He corrected me. He's like, smelting is when you're melting like iron or ore out of stone. That's smelting. So we're separating. He's like, melting is just when you're melting metal. Okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, smelty.
Schmelt. Take it easy, schmelt.
Schmelty, schmelt.
That was a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. And then your buddy, your friend Guy,
he came down
the podcast and helped us out with the archery range bow shoot video.
Yeah,
he's been around since Devin. I mean, you met him in middle school, right? Or elementary school?
Third grade.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
so, good friend. He it was really awesome. His wife, Abigail, which Abby Girl TV. She is a online personality. She does Twitch and all sorts of different stuff.
Yeah, Twitch streamer. Does games and whatnot. But she, she definitely helped with the chat a lot.
Yeah,
from
she
home.
Was like a moderator in the chat box. It was great. She's like chatting everybody up.
Yeah,
like flirting with people. That's people spending money.
That's classic. Awesome.
Classic. Yeah.
I don't know what you call it. It's like that's such a streamer thing,
right?
Because they'll go into their other friends' streams and do that. They become like a hype man.
Right.
Like, what's up? They start chatting with everyone. They try to get like people chatting in amongst themselves.
Right.
To keep them more interested. And then, they like, they'll throw like $5 in, hoping that, like maybe a few more people see it and be like, cool. Which was cool. We really haven't got many super chats before.
No,
so getting
awesome.
A few on the other night was great.
Yeah,
was
we
great.
Really appreciate, what was it, Bushcraft Cowboy and I wish I could remember the name.
Housework.
Brian House.
Yeah, he threw a nice donation that way. Yeah, we didn't even give him a t-shirt, so. Maybe we'll have to send him our new 2021 or 2021 one.
2021 one. Yeah, but that was cool. There were a bunch of people who were super chatting and stuff. And that's super awesome. It's funny. I went back and I was getting ready to do the podcast today, and I pulled up YouTube, and the video that pulled up on my screen automatically was the live stream. Because that's the last thing I was looking at with the computer when we were actually doing the live stream. And within the first like dozen chats, the guy, J.E. Toby was there, and he was asking a question. He was like, "Hey, thanks. I really appreciate your craftsmanship, blah, blah, blah. I'm a big fan. My name is Mike. I'm, gotten into knife making, blah, blah, blah." And then like later on, there was another issue with him, which we don't have to go into, but I did want to just say that J.E. Toby, if you are listening, Mike, I saw it. I appreciate your hanging out with us. And sorry if there's any miscommunication in the podcast. I mean, in the live stream. But, that was funny. I was like, there's that guy.
that was
great.
It's interesting. You get a live chat. There's all types of crazy stuff comes through. But it was actually really positive and really fun.
It was, It was super fun. Yeah, super positive. A bunch of people hang out, a bunch of people left and came back, which obviously I can't blame them at all, because 4.5 hours, I'm not watching a live stream straight for 4.5 hours.
Right.
But yeah, like our buddy Tom popped in and our friend Chris Paparocki popped in, and we had people from all over the world. One guy reached out to us, sent us an email afterwards telling us he wants to send us some beer from, what was it, a triple from Belgium. So yeah. I reached out back out to him, and
sure,
it was great. It was just fun to like see the excitement and to give away a bunch of stuff, and you know, that was fun. That was something we hadn't done before, so it was an awesome time. And we, you know, got to hang out and drink, and we hung out till what, like 12:30 or 1 o'clock or so. Yeah. after the live stream. So
it was a good time.
Yeah, it was great.
Do we want to go over Christmas?
Sure.
It's been Christmas, even though we did the Christmas pod or the Festivus podcast last week.
Yeah, we've been working on. Yeah, so I actually was reached out from a follower on Instagram, reached out to me to ask if I would make a bushcraft hatchet, one of the modded half hatchets. And I've made a few of them for commissions, but not kind of just. A lot of people ask me often, very often, if I. You know, if they can buy the knives we make on the channel, if I make knives to sell. And I would love to be like a full-time knife maker, but I'm not. I'm a full-time teacher, so I don't have a ton of extra time to just make knives and make things to sell.
Right.
And so most people, I just say, you know, I appreciate your interest. You know, I'm not taking commissions right now. And that's why I came up with the idea of the Journey knife, to be able to make that, to make a run and like, sell some, to put some stuff out there. Also the little shop knife, AOC shop knife, the file knife with the inches on the back. I'm going to make a run of those as well. But he did reach out, and I think he just hit me at the right time. Like I had a head, a half hatchet head that I knew that I had in the shop. It was right at the, like the first day of my winter break from school. So now we're, you know, today's December 31st. You guys are listening to this on January 1st. I have until Monday the 4th to have to go back. So I had this whole week off, and I was like, yeah, sure, why not? So we talked about it. And so I've been working on that pretty much all week, or off and on all week, you know, kind of free time stuff. So got the head all fixed up and modded and shaped and sharpened and cleaned up. And then I was working yesterday to shape and hang the handle, which was fun. I'm super happy. I'm always like the... I would say, like most craftsmen, the most current thing you make is the thing you feel like you've done the best on, or at least you should, you know, like each time you're getting a little better. And just this, like the head is good. I like the shape. It looks really nice. The sharpening is great. Everything is really, it's turned out really good. But the handle is particularly nice. I'm super pumped with the handle. Just like the palm swell is perfect. The whole thing feels really nice. You know, it's like I do the chamfer at the bottom of the palm swell at the end of the handle, and that turned out perfectly. It's just a really good one. I'm really excited about it. I have to make the leather mask, and then I'll be finished, so I can send that out.
There you go. Yeah. And another, I think, a tricky thing is everyone wants to ask or wants to say, hey, will you do this for me? But when it comes to really doing it and paying and going over stuff, right. People don't. They just want to say it. Right. Like, oh, can you make me one? And then you tell them maybe and how long it would take and how much it would cost. Then they just don't get back to you. It's like anybody's site. You might get 300 people going to look at a product, and only one actually pulls the trigger. So it's a lot of time just going back and forth with people who you don't know whether they actually want something, or if they are a 12-year-old kid using their parents' thing.
Right.
Go ahead.
I did a little bit of like, you know, slight background. Like obviously the guy reached out to me through Instagram so I could look at his Instagram and see what he does. He's in the military. And he said specifically when he asked for it, he said he wanted the bushcraft hatchet for his like gear, for his pack, you know, backpack gear, stuff that is kind of like bug out gear, stuff like that. So I knew that obviously he was a real person.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked a little bit back and forth. I gave him, like, this is kind of what I would charge, blah, blah, blah. You know, we walked through that stuff. And I tried to be human about it, you know, so, like, little smiley faces here and there and jokes and things. Because you want to kind of get the response back from that person to see how they are. You know, if this is going to be a person who's going to, like, send me a DM every hour until it's done. You know, I mean, like, you know, or if this is someone who just is really interested in what I make and wants to be a part of that. And also, like, he actually asked me if I could send him some, like, progress pictures along the way. And I was like, I'm happy to. You know, that's awesome. I love taking them anyway. I've already got them because I do Instagram and show people what I've been doing. So
yeah, just go to Instagram and you'll see it.
Yeah, exactly. You guys will see it there. You'll see who it is too, because he's been talking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was fun. And then, you know, he was like, well, let me get back to you. You know, it was kind of late when we were chatting originally. So he talked to his wife and, you know, they came back. He came back the next day or the day after and was like, yeah, I'm interested. Let's go. So it was cool.
She said, you want an axe from who? Who's making it?
Who's this person?
That guy on YouTube. Okay. I guess.
No, he'd be like, I'm supporting someone in their craft.
She's
like, that's exactly what I want to hear, husband.
Put it whatever way you need to get the exactly. thing you want.
Right. And, you know, I did mention to him, I was like, you know, we have the live stream coming up a couple of days, and we're going to be giving away the boys' axes and stuff as well. I was like, I may have just lost the commission, but I figured I'd tell you anyway. He's like, I won one. Now I don't need to buy the one that you're making for me.
You get a chance.
He didn't win one, so. Win one.
Yeah. But yeah, Christmas was good. Just went and saw the immediate families and did all the gifts. And actually got I picked it out, but I got a cool gift from the in-laws. And that'll be my recommendation later on. Stay tuned for that.
Nice.
And some cool stuff, and my super expensive hoodie. That came in the mail.
American Giant. Drew was like, it's American, and it's a giant size? I'm like, no. It's an American Giant hoodie.
I mean, it's giant size, but what are you going to do? Yeah, it was nice, and pretty good. The reason, sadly, that we couldn't do the 100,000 subscriber party the day we said we were, I had to put my dog down.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that was rough, and that kind of came. It's one of those things that came out of nowhere, you know. I feel like that's how it goes with dogs. They're so tough,
right?
They hang in there until they can't anymore, and then they go from standing and walking around to just laying there, and you don't have much choice. So that's you know, another fun 2020 memory for us all.
Yeah, right.
But that was the only reason we moved it, because I wasn't gonna. After that, I didn't really want to celebrate much, and I wanted to be with my wife, because I guess we've been dating and now married for since 2013, 2014.
Okay.
And then she had the dog, since she was right out of college. So another 5, 6, 7 years.
Right.
So she was extra bummed. That was her buddy. I mean, he became my buddy, obviously. Yeah. But, her and her family, and she lived with her family. So it was kind of their dog too. So it was like this really sweet communal dog, but he was good, and he was 12. So, you know, I mean, that's not as super old, but I feel like once a dog goes past 10, you're like, okay, whatever extra I get here is nice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There are definitely, you know, there are lots of breeds of dogs that don't really live past 10, you know,
right.
Or not like supposed to. So,
or something happens.
Yeah, the fact that he was 12 and still like spry and could run around and jump and, you know, like lived a pretty like healthy, you know, full life up until the last day.
Mm-hmm. So well, we're still, the house is empty, but it's actually, I know you might hear it here in the background. I got the baby. So she kind of cheers you up. When a little baby smiles at you, you kind of forget. You go, okay, we're okay.
Right.
But it is, it's weird to go from a dog house to a non-dog house, because you constantly have someone with you. You know, you don't have to talk to your, you have someone to talk to. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, bud, come here. You want some? Come here. You know, they come in. Every time you make lunch, he would appear, you know. he would be asleep, and he'd hear, like, the drawer, the ham come out, and he would just appear. But
ring.
We'll see. You know, we'll wait a while, and then I'm sure we'll get another dog sometime.
Yeah.
Sometime down the line, but we'll be in our black and mourn for a while, and there you go. He was a good dog. It's that's how it goes. That's a sad thing with pups.
I think I reached out to you probably about like 10:30 or 11 or so on that Monday. I was actually out chopping wood, getting stuff ready for the fire. I was like, all right, when are you coming over? You know, you're like, well, you gave me a call. And I was like, damn, that sucks. And at that point, you hadn't put him down because you guys were at the vet, and you weren't sure.
Early on that morning, he could actually still barely, but he could still walk.
Right.
By the time we got him in there, it had progressed to where he couldn't anymore. He couldn't really even respond to us at all. But see, that's why I wasn't sure. I didn't know if there was something they could do, and maybe he would. You never know. Sometimes there's something, or a pill, or a shot, maybe steroids, had, like, some infection
or something that, you know, was like putting him on his back. You know, there's all sorts of things that can make, you know, anyone go, like, basically, you know, unresponsive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could have been a bad tick bite or something. You know, could have been anything.
That right. Was but it ended up being cancer, and it had spread, and we had thought maybe he had it, you know, a year or two ago with his kind of, he's got a fatty liver, and that was growing, but, you know, you just, with old dogs, you go, yeah, it's got some lumps, and maybe they do, but if they're still here and happy.
Right.
But that was it for him.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, and we watch The Incredible Dr. Pohl, which is just a vet in the Midwest, and he, it's so sad, those episodes when they put dogs down, because it puts you right in there. But he also does the ones that are, it's not worse, but it's, I can't imagine when people have to put their horses down.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know? Because horses, that's I mean, dogs, 15 years, 16 maybe, you know, or 12, right. But a horse is like 30-something.
Right, yeah.
Can you imagine having a buddy who you've ridden with and been with and fed every day, and you got to put your... That's extra tough. I mean, dogs are tough enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Man. Yeah, it's a tough one, man. Anytime, you know, anytime you lose anything that you've grown attached to, you know, we had our... we're quite the downer podcast right now.
I know.
I had a cat that I got right when my wife and I got married in 2005. Shortly after that, we got a kitten. So our friend and her roommate at the time, they took in a stray at night one night. The cat was like outside of their house. It was crying and it was raining, and you know, this is two college girls, so they felt like super sympathetic. Yeah. And so they brought this stray cat into their house, and the cat had babies in their house that night. And so I got one of the kittens, as well as one of my other coworkers, Courtney, who still has her kitten, who still has her cat. But wow. Yeah, so we each got one, and his name was Moasi, which is cat in Navajo.
Oh, good Moasi.
He was a tabby. He had the M shape on his forehead, so that was like a super, super cat Moasi. But yeah, I had him for a bunch of years, and then he unfortunately was out. He was an outdoor cat, and he loved being outside, so, you know, we always had him outside. Even when we were in the city, he would go out on our, like, back deck and climb up on the roofs and stuff, and then we were out up in New Hampshire. He loved being outside. I was in grad school in New Hampshire for getting my master's in painting, and so I'd go out in the woods on our property and paint in the woods a lot, and he would follow me out into the woods and stuff. He'd just, like, hang out with me in the woods or, like, out there painting and stuff, and then we moved down to Virginia, and there was a road next to the house, not super close, you know, it was maybe 100 feet or so from the front of the house. So there was plenty of room, but he unfortunately was hit by a car one day. And so,
yeah,
but it's just tough, man. It's like, again, you become that person or that, you know, animal, or, you know, they become part of your life. Like you said, it's like somebody to talk to, you know, that's like always there, you know, it's just someone who's always there.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's tough.
Yeah. And I think not that an animal's death is any better or worse than a human's death, but when you lose somebody, especially who's someone who's old, usually it's, well, I would say not always, but often older people, you know, they'll kind of decline slowly. Right. So you kind of, you get this kind of transition time where, you know, they're still there, but like our grandmother, who's still alive, she's still hanging in there. We're going to make it to 2021. she's got pretty bad Alzheimer's, and you know, she,
yeah,
so memory's once, gone, and she doesn't, yeah, she can't move much, and you know,
once you're in your 90s, people start to expect it.
Yeah,
but yeah, pets sometimes, right, it can be, they're okay, and then a couple days later it's you gotta put them down, you gotta make that decision, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, right, yeah, exactly,
man, what I gotta do. Oh yeah, we went to the late night ER and they didn't do anything for him, basically. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
And then you get these bills for people not doing anything for your pet, and you're like, great, what? Thanks.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You didn't do anything. The bill is zero now.
Yeah.
Sadly, right. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, so next week we'll talk about everyone we've known who's died. Tune in for that.
Yeah, you know, it's the last podcast of 2020 that we're recording right now to go out with a sad story. But
if you know anyone with COVID, please contact us. Give us your stories. Yeah. We'll read them out loud.
We talked a little about what we wanted to talk about today, and we're like, well, okay, let's, you know, it's the end of the year. We hit 100,000 subscribers. We have a video. One of our videos is over 1 million views now, which is really awesome. And then we have two more that are getting there. We have our bushcraft hatchet. That video has 1.2 million views.
Nice.
And then the making a knife from a circular saw blade, that's one that kind of petered along for a while and then took off. That has 954,000. So that one's pretty close. And
yeah.
And the Osage bow has 918. So those two are in the 900s. They're going to hit 1 million. And that's just, it's cool.
Yeah. It's fun. We're going to keep growing. I guess a resolution like your last couple ones should just be, let's try to double the size of the channel. And now we can do that for the podcast. So, let your friends and family know, and we'll try to grow the podcast right along with our, YouTube channel.
Right. Yeah.
And, we're trying to get a lot more guests on, and we just like talking to a bunch of different people, and maybe collaborate more this year on YouTube and on podcasting, get other people from other channels on, just chat with people we like, and we hope that you guys like.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dev, you have a recommendation this week?
Yeah. The record, I asked for a record. It's the Traveling Wilburys. It's a 3-record set.
For those who don't know who the Traveling Wilburys are, can you tell us who they are?
Yeah, it's a super group.
Yes, sir.
The best super group of all time. I'm going to drop some names on you. Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Jeff Lynne from ELO.
There you go.
Jim Keltner also drummed on it, and some other help there. But
nice.
Man, what a group.
Yeah,
apparently the story is they got together. George Harrison wanted to record something. He got his buddies, which just in the area happened to be Bob Dylan and Tom Petty at the time, to start to work on something. It might have been Handle With Care on the album, or End of the Line. Anyway, one of their hits. But man, such a great album. That first volume, just, it's so well done. And they actually have a really good, I can side recommend. You don't necessarily have to put a link on, but look for it. Traveling Wilburys Behind the Scenes. I think George Harrison had a little camera, a camcorder, and they both basically go into the making of each song, and there's footage from them all doing it and sitting around in the kitchen with their acoustic guitars, like writing lyrics, and it's all these superstars hanging out. It's really cool, but great album, and the vinyl was so cool. It's got their two records. They only made two, and then they got one. There's an extra album that has other cuts and a couple singles that didn't come out on record. So that's my recommendation. Check them out, Traveling Wilburys.
So did you get what records did you get? You got a box set or whatever?
It's like all their stuff that they've done.
Nice.
So it's the two albums that they had, in which they just have, I think it's called Volume 1 and then Volume 3, so there's never like a 2, because they're being cheeky, as you'd say. So there were some songs I wanted. I actually had the first one on vinyl. I had been looking for that for a long time, but this one has the second one and another one, and it's great.
Nice. Cool. Right on. So my recommendation this week, I recently I put up the post on Instagram, which is making the Bushcraft hatchet mod, half hatchet mod, and one of my followers on Instagram reached out, and his name is Billy Van Custom Knives, and I've seen him like my stuff quite often, and I've seen his stuff, you know, go back and look through some of the stuff sometimes. But he put a comment on the post that said, that he was, on YouTube randomly one day and found my, my video on the Ray Mears Bushcraft knife. And because of that video, he got into knife making, which I didn't know. So he let me know that on, in a comment, which I just thought was really awesome. And, so I wanted to shout him out and tell everybody to go check him out. He does some really cool knives. He has a knife design that he's been making. He's done a couple of them, which is kind of, I think, reminiscent of the D.H. Russell kind of Canadian belt knife. So it kind of has the where the Ricasso is, the blade comes up above the spine and forward. So it's a little bit of a kind of a niche shape for knives, but it's the like epitome of the Canadian belt knife. Not one that I'm a huge, huge fan of, but I do like his design. I thought it was pretty cool. So go check him out. That's on Instagram at Billy Van Custom Knives. And, my other recommendation, which is not a recommendation, but it's a shout out. I want to shout out my best friend. This is someone who has been in my life since we were in elementary school. We grew up together. We went to church together. He was the best man at my wedding. That's Joel Young. Joel, is his birthday today, which is December 31st when we were recording. So happy birthday, Joel. Love you, buddy. He's doing great. And, I like following along. We chat back and forth. He lives over on the West Coast now, so I don't get to see him nearly as often as I'd like to, but, happy birthday, Joel. If you listen to the podcast, which I know he has occasionally,
Now he's going to have to,
buddy. Cheers. Yeah. Right. everyone go over and
you
like,
gotta,
hey, Joel.
You gotta give those late December people extra love.
I know.
Because
right?
Because they're so often overlooked and passed up for it's, my mother-in-law's has a December birthday, so yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. I've known a few people who have, later December birthdays, right around Christmas or mm-hmm. or thereafter. So
yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny, Joel, years ago when we were maybe in high school, when we first got maybe college or something, I don't know, early like late high school, early college, we got cell phones, and he had a cell phone on his phone, you know, at the time it's pretty much just a phone and you have your phone book inside where you could save everyone's number, and he'd always joke, he's like, if people don't tell me happy birthday or they don't send me a message on my birthday, they'll get deleted from the phone book on my phone. I was like, nice. So so I make a point every year to make sure I say happy birthday to Joel. I think it was like a year or two ago, it was something like 12:40 or something in the morning on New Year's Day, and I realized I'd forgot. I was like, send him a message. I was like, holy shit, don't delete me from your phone book. Happy birthday. And he's on the West Coast. He's like, that's okay. It's only 9:30 for me. I was like, oh, whew, all right, I'm good. And we laughed about it. But
you're like, does Facebook count now? Is that a, can we do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what everyone
don't
does.
Hear from me, you're gone. He's, yeah, right. Now it's just, it'd be like a struggle to get rid of somebody. You got to get rid of them in Facebook, and you got to unfollow them in Instagram, and, you know, get rid of their tweet, take it out of your phone book, which then's in the cloud, so it's going to pop up automatically anyway. And it'd be like, you try to get rid of it, the number shows up, and then it tells you, like, this is maybe this person. You're like, dang it. But, yeah. So, happy birthday, Joel. And then also, Billy Van Custom Knives, thank you so much for following, and I'm happy to be, you know, an inspiration, and there's so many people that have inspired me over the years, so I really appreciate it, and good on you, and I love the work. It's awesome.
Yeah, thanks to everyone for listening to the podcast, but thanks for watching the channel. 100,000 is awesome. We can't wait to keep going. Now we got to speed up and go forward and make more. Yeah. We're going to keep going. Same type of videos, same long videos, just yep. Maybe a nicer camera and upgrade some gear, but we are ready to go.
Yeah.
And get to work. This is going to be a little bit shorter episode. I don't know if you can hear in the background the I'm watching the baby today, so she's ready to eat.
Oh, okay.
I can see my monitor starting to light up, and she's doing some gymnastics in the crib. So.
Oh, cute. Better
go grab her.
So, yeah, again, and also thanks everybody who hung out for the 100,000 subscriber celebration. That was a blast. A live stream, that was fun. And everyone who sent well wishes, we really, really appreciate that. Also, yeah, we're going to keep on doing podcasts, and because what we really like to do with this podcast is like refer back to our channel and talk about things that we've done and made and people, you know, we inspire to do, you know, great things. Like, if you have an idea for something you'd like us to talk about, or you want us to answer a question, you can always send me a DM on Instagram. That's at The Art of Craftsmanship. And you can also send us emails at theartofcraftsmanship@gmail.com and let us know that way. Because we would love to be able to communicate and interact with you guys more, even through the podcast. So get a little bit of behind the scenes. You get to have some more experience with Devin, because he's always usually just behind the camera. So it's fun to be chatting with him. All right, everybody. Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate everything. If you, again, you can go check us out on YouTube. Art of Craftsmanship, and if you feel like you want to support us even further, you can go over to Patreon, which we really, really super appreciate that, and that'll all be going back into the channel.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year, and here's to 2021. Click. Thank you guys all so much. It's been fun, and thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.